Hi, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast. Today, I'm extremely happy to have Maddie Legere from Microsoft. Maddie is a program manager working on Xamarin Forms tooling, which is all of the things inside Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac that make you more productive as a Xamarin Forms developer. Maddie, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jesse? Thanks for having me.
I'm very happy to have you here. There's a lot going on with Xamarin that I really want to talk with you about. I did not go to the Xamarin Developers Summit, but I did watch some of the video and regretted very much not being there. How was it?
Oh my gosh, it was fantastic. So for those of you who don't know what it was actually put on entirely by some of our amazing community members. So some folks from Avanti Point, some folks from Megsoft and some other companies actually worked and pulled this whole conference together by themselves. So hundreds of Xamarin developers showed up in Houston for it. We live streamed the whole thing. So you can actually go on the Xamarin Developers YouTube and watch all of the sessions from Microsoft speakers. I think there's something else happening for the non-Microsoft speakers, but it'll all be online. So you can actually go and watch it if you couldn't make it, which is great.
I suspect next year it'll be packed.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it did look like people were having a lot of fun and a great deal of information was coming out. So let's talk about some of the new cool things. I saw the video in which you talked about Hot Reload for Xamarin Forms. And if you wouldn't mind giving us a quick overview of Hot Reload, and then we can get into some Q&A.
Awesome. Yes. So Hot Reload is really the big announcement from Xamarin Developer Summit, where the full name is XAML Hot Reload for Xamarin Forms. And that clues you into a little bit of the functionality. So anytime you have a Xamarin Forms XAML page or object or custom control, all you're going to have to do is hit debug, run your app on your emulator or your simulator or your device for Android and iOS, hit save when you're editing that XAML file, and it'll automatically refresh and show you your changes there on your running app. You're not going to lose your navigation state. You're not going to lose your view model. If you're using MVVM, your state's totally maintained, and it'll help you really rapidly iterate on your UI and just make your changes and see them with your live data, with your, you know, your interactions or your animations and all that.
So let me just understand step by step. I open up my Xamarin Forms application. Let's say it's already 50% done. And I start it. Is that right? Is that the first thing I do, is actually start it in the emulator or on my phone?
Yep. You just have to hit debug.
Okay. And so it comes up and the application comes up and I'm looking at it. And now I can go to my XAML, modify my XAML, and see that immediately in the live running app. Do I have that right?
That's exactly it. And it is completely built into Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac. So you don't have to do any configuration or change your code around. It just works.
And when will that be available?
We are going to ship it when it's ready. It is available in private preview right now. So if you go to aka.ms/XAMLHotReload, you can sign up for the private preview. And that landing page will be updated as we move towards a public preview and then eventually a stable release.
You don't want to talk about a target date for that?
I can't really share it, unfortunately.
I didn't think you would, but I thought it was worth trying.
Absolutely.
What kind of response have you been getting to Hot Reload?
It has been so overwhelmingly positive. I feel like I'm getting fan mails on Twitter. It's amazing. So folks have who have been able to use the private preview so far are super excited. And it's working with some really complicated apps, which was something we thought was like going to be a really big requirement of it. We actually were able to give the attendees of XAM Dev Summit early access to the private preview. So all those people got it a couple days after the conference ended and have been giving us some really awesome feedback. So obviously a couple bugs, that's why we're doing private preview. But for the most part, it's just been a huge time saver for folks.
And what does this do about custom controls?
Yeah, so we kind of categorize custom controls into two classes. So there's the ones that you make and you roll your own. So whether those are XAML or Skia or whatever other framework you're using for that, those should all be supported totally out of the box. It's just running your app. So if it works when you run it regularly, it should work with Hot Reload as well. And you should be able to edit those if they're in XAML as you're iterating. On the other side, there's ones you might pull in from one of our amazing control vendors like Infragistics or Syncfusion, any of those. And we've actually been working pretty closely with those people to pull down their sample projects that are a big control gallery and make sure that those are working with Hot Reload. So we've had pretty good success with that. We've tested most of the ones I had on my list so far, which is pretty good. So we'll continue to do that as we move forward and work with those people to make sure that they're all working really well.
That's great. For me as a XAML Forms programmer, the big issue on these are, does it really work? Is it stable? And is it going to work with the app I'm building, which has a fair number of custom controls? And it sounds like the answer to all three of those is yes.
Oh, yeah. That was
or at when least we, by the time you release.
Yeah, exactly. We took a step back from all of our UI tools about a year ago. And we said, hey, we have all these great ideas and experiment. And where are we hitting the mark? And what do we have currently? And what do people actually need from us? And overwhelmingly, things like, it has to just work with my app. Like, I don't want to change my code and I don't want to not be able to see the complicated things. Like, that was a huge piece of feedback that we made sure to incorporate.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I will tell you that I've had the experience with some of the Xamarin tools in the past, not Xamarin itself, which has been fantastic, but some of the tools make great demo, not so much when you're in a real app. From what you're saying, this is going to be solid and work with a working, substantial, large app. And if it does, that's going to be just wonderful. So you're promising me that, right?
Oh, we're promising. And okay. If not, report a problem because we'll fix it.
Great, great. Visual Studio Mac is seeing some significant updates in C# and XAML. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah. So we have spent, not me, but actually the whole Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac teams have spent quite a bit of time refactoring chunks of VS on Windows and making them shareable between both IDEs. So not the actual like editors themselves. Those have all been built ground up to be native to Mac. But the logic behind them, so when you talk about your Roslyn analyzers and your XAML language service, those things have been refactored out so that we can share the same logic between both IDEs because Windows has been doing it forever and they're doing an amazing job with it. The IntelliSense is like unparalleled. So in Visual Studio for Mac 8.1, we turned on by default a brand new C# editor. So it's for all developers in VS for Mac, not just Xamarin ones. So your ASP.NET Core, all that. And it's totally native, so much faster typing and scrolling and smoother, but it also has all the logic from Windows. So you get the IntelliSense and the light bulbs and refactorings, like your quick actions, we call them. So all you have to do is hit, I think it's Option Enter on Mac, and you'll get the same IntelliSense you'd get on Windows. So that was 8.1. In 8.2, which just shipped the other day, we actually did the same thing with the XAML language service. So your IntelliSense and tag matching and linting, XML namespace auto-completion, great, great things. And fuzzy tag matching, substring tag matching, all this amazing stuff. So your IntelliSense has gotten super, super smart in both your C# and your XAML for Xamarin Forms. So you can be way more productive just writing your code every day.
What percentage of the quick actions that are on Visual Studio Windows are now going to be in Visual Studio for Mac?
Yeah. Yep. So lots of work was done there. And these are really the culminations of months and months of engineering effort that's been happening. And hopefully we have some more on this front to share.
Let's talk about Sharp Compiler. Is that going to be C# 8 on both the Mac and Windows?
Yeah. So you'll get all of the features of C# 8 now with the latest release of Visual Studio for Mac, which is great.
Okay. Let me switch subjects on you and talk about something that I have personally had some difficulty with in the past. I know you have some new things in the XAML previewer. Can you tell us what the previewer is and what is new with it?
Yeah, great question. So what the XAML previewer is we call it a design time tool. So Hot Reload is what we call a runtime tool. And that's something that when you're running your app, it helps you with your UI. Design time tools are when you're not running your app. So the things you see built into Visual Studio that help you when you may not have navigation set up yet or your backend is broken, all of those things that happen. And the previewer opens up to the side. And on Windows, there's two little arrows you hit on the bottom right to open it. On Mac, it's the tab on the bottom that says split whenever you're editing XAML. And it will show you a pretty accurate rendering of what your app is going to look like for both Android and iOS. And you can change your device sizes around to different resolutions and real devices that we give you. You can rotate it and see what your UI will do when you, you know, do some very basic manipulation like rotation, zooming, that kind of stuff. But it's not interactable. And the idea of it is to just give you really quick feedback on your XAML page and laying it out as you kind of type up your XAML.
But as I change my XAML, I'm going to see those changes in the previewer.
Yes, exactly.
And once again, what happens with custom controls?
So we've done a bunch of updates to the previewer to make it support custom controls more. What it used to have to do was build your entire project. And when you had something that it couldn't figure out what to do with, it would just throw you an error and say, hey, I can't do this, sorry. Now we've made it so that it totally works without a build. And when you build, it's smart enough to say like, oh, I don't know how to do this particular custom control, so I'm just going to show you what its base class would be in Xamarin Forms or a placeholder that's a blank box. And when it's unbuilt, it's going to show you those same things for the whole page. So the unbuilt mode, just a basic layout, as much as it can do without having to build anything. And then when you build, it'll show you as much as it can, totally built, as good of a representation as possible. But it will, you know, fall back on the things it can't handle instead of erroring out entirely.
Great. I want to talk to you about a couple things in the SDK for Xamarin Forms. And let's start with the shell. Can you tell me what the shell is and how I would use it?
Yeah, shell is a whole new way of architecting your Xamarin Forms app. So we talked about it a lot at the Build conference back in May. And shell lets you set your navigation and the styling and what your tabs and flyout and your top tabs are going to look like all in one file, kind of like the base of your Xamarin Forms application. So it came out in Xamarin Forms 4.0. It's in the templates now on Windows and Mac. So you can actually file new shell project and kind of get a feel for what it'll do for you. And some of the great things about it handling your navigation is it actually does deep linking and searching. It has like an integrated search handler. So it's super easy to handle those things that you might not think about when you're getting started with your app and then have to address retroactively.
And if I already have an app that's fairly large and complex, is there anything that shell can do for me?
Yeah, you can basically abstract out what you're using as your like base navigation page. So if you're using a tabbed page or a master detail page as like your base, it's pretty easy to sub that out for shell. We haven't seen so many people migrate yet. We're working on like supporting that as best as we can, but we hope it'll be kind of the de facto way to build your app from here on out when you do go to start with a new project.
Okay. I've read that something new in Xamarin Forms SDK is called Visual. Is that a feature of the SDK?
It is. So what Visual is and this came out right before Shell came out. So both of them were big focal points at Build. The idea that your company or your brand or your project is going to have very consistent styling for your controls. Like you want your buttons to look a certain way, you want your sliders to look a certain way and all that. And there have been some really amazing design systems come out by large companies like Material Design by Google in the past couple of years. And we wanted people to have a way to really easily like turn that on. So instead of styling to look like the native controls, which are what they are in Xamarin and Xamarin Forms, everything you do is just a native control under the hood. So we want to make them look more similar for you between iOS and Android using this visual design system. So the first thing we did was we took Material Design by Google, and they had come out with libraries for Android and iOS. And what you can do now is say visual equals material on your control, your page, or your app level. And it will take all the controls that we've done for you using Material Design in those libraries and make them look material. So the same across platform. So we've done it to a whole slate of Xamarin controls, Xamarin Forms controls. So buttons and sliders and pickers and more to come and frames. So it makes the cross-platform experience really consistent for your app users. And you can also roll your own. So if you have a visual design system, we expose the APIs that you can go and plug in. Like, hey, all my buttons should look like this. And you can just use visual equals Jesse's visual at the top of the page, and your page will turn into what you've defined it to look like.
That's great. If I'm using Material Design, and once again, I have custom controls, am I on my own for getting that to look like Material Design?
No, you won't have to do anything on your side because we'll write all the custom renderers for you for the material stuff. If you're using a different design system, we might not support it yet. So you'll have to do that work. But We are looking at bringing something like Fabric UI, which is a Microsoft UI design system, bring that over. And there's a whole bunch of others. So always feel free to suggest those on GitHub.
These are an amazing series of changes, frankly. Tell me what else is happening in your area.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a lot going on. One thing we didn't bring up with the XAML previewer is the support now for design time data. So what you can do is add a couple headers, a couple namespaces to your XAML file and use the D colon prefix on any controller attribute in your XAML page. And it'll let you show just what you put there in the previewer. And it'll be stripped out at design time, at runtime, excuse me. So when you have something like a button or a label or a image and they're data bound to something, you might not see that at preview time. So it might not look like anything. And it can be really hard to design a layout when you have no idea what your label is going to look like because nothing's showing up. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do now is just do like D colon text equals whatever you want it to say in the previewer. And then when you run it, it'll show what it's actually bound to. And this works for all the attributes. So I've started to use it on my stack layouts and I've set background colors at design time so I can see where my stack layout is in the previewer or my grid or my row, for example. So it's made it super easy to use the previewer when you do have data heavy layouts, which we heard was a big pain point.
Yes. Well, my layouts tend to be nothing but binding. So that'll be very much appreciated.
Hopefully it'll keep you from seeing a blank screen instead of what you want to see.
One of the announcements at Build was optimizations for Android X. Can you talk a little bit about what Android X is and what those optimizations are?
Yeah, Android X is actually the next generation, basically, of support libraries for Android. So it's not the new Android operating system. They didn't skip a bunch of alphabet letters. But what we are doing from Xamarin is giving you the ability to upgrade all your Android app compat and support libraries to Android X with just right-click and migrate. So you'll have to install only one package, and then it'll tell you all the packages you need to install. You can pull those down from NuGet, and then automatically as you're running, it will pull the proper modern Android X package from your solution without you having to do any work. So it's super easy, and it gives you the support of the latest and greatest Android work with Xamarin. On the other side, Android also announced something called App Bundles. And the idea of an app bundle is that someone described it, I think it was someone at Google, described it as if you ordered everything on the menu at a restaurant when you only wanted one thing, that's what an Android app is right now, an APK. So it gives you all the languages, it gives you all the features and everything, even if they're not available to you. So what an app bundle does is it actually takes your device setting, your font sizes, and your language preferences, and it only pulls down what you need for your device to have a good experience. So it will shrink your app size as a developer from anywhere from 20 to, we've seen up to 60% for folks using Xamarin with it. And that's available today for you to start using. Another thing we did with Android, which we announced at the Xamarin Developer Summit, is called startup tracing.
Before you go to let me just interrupt you. The optimizations you were just talking about for Android, they apply as well for the Android part of a Xamarin Forms app?
They do, yeah. So anytime you're using that Xamarin Android project somewhere, whether it's part of Forms or a blend of Forms and native or just totally native, you'll get these optimizations.
Great. You were about to say something and I cut you off.
So one other thing that we announced at Xamarin Developer Summit is called startup tracing. So the idea with Android is it's always just-in-time compiled, JIT. And sometimes your app would be totally fine if you didn't compile it just in time. And so what you can do is compile it ahead of time and actually increase your app startup by huge increments. So I don't know the exact numbers, but I think it's somewhere between like 40 and 60% apps are, or 20 to 30% apps are getting faster startup time. And this is going to be free to anyone in Xamarin. So community, professional, or enterprise editions of Visual Studio. All you'll have to do is check a checkbox and Xamarin Android will know to kind of ahead of time compile your app. And it will be thus much faster to start up for your end user.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I'm going to take credit for everything that's happening at Xamarin in terms of Xamarin Forms, because a few years ago, I wrote a blog post that said, if I were Miguel de Gaza, I would put all of my effort into Xamarin Forms. And he did. And so I take credit. can you talk for a minute about the relative relationship between Xamarin Forms and Xamarin iOS Android? What kind of efforts are going into both? And what are you seeing in terms of use out in the community?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to push as a group and as Xamarin is the idea that it doesn't have to be just Forms or just Android or just iOS. You can have a blend of everything. And Forms is obviously very appealing because it's cross-platform and it's one project that you can do all your code in and share it between UWP and iOS and Android. And we have the community-supported WPF and macOS and Tizen backends, which are all fantastic. But the reality is, if you're building a really complicated app or you're really making use of device functionality that isn't packaged in Xamarin Essentials, which is our new cross-platform device level framework. So not the UI, but the actual like flashlight and accelerometer and all that. If you can't build your UI components or build your device functionality using Xamarin Forms or Xamarin Essentials, you have to go back and go into those Android and iOS projects and build that functionality using C# there. So that makes you a Xamarin Android or a Xamarin iOS developer, even if it's in the context of a Xamarin Forms project. So as a team, our philosophy has really been to share as much as we can across the Xamarin Android and Xamarin Forms world, for example. We don't want to make it like, oh, it's all Forms or it's all this, because Forms couldn't exist without iOS and Android support. But we also don't, we want to make sure that all the improvements going into Xamarin Android and Xamarin iOS are accessible on the Forms side. So as far as tooling goes, which is my area of expertise, Xamarin Forms is the newest of the whole slot of Xamarin things besides Xamarin Essentials. And thus, its tooling really has the most love that it needs still. So my day-to-day is literally going in and figuring out how I can take a Xamarin Forms developer and save them time with builds, or save them time because they're changing their UI with the previewer or hot reload, and save them time when they're coding and make coding easier. All of those things. So we want to make sure that the Xamarin Forms development experience is as premier of a development experience as you get right now with Android and iOS.
Great. You talked about Xamarin Essentials. And Xamarin Essentials, as I understood it originally, was an aggregation of what was previously called plugins. Is there more to Essentials than that? And are there plugins that are not in Essentials?
So Xamarin Essentials has become kind of the, like, yes, the plugins, but it's grown into its own thing. So it's open source. You can totally follow it on GitHub and contribute if you're interested. But we're taking the most important device functionality pieces and exposing those at the cross-platform layer. So you don't have to use it with Xamarin Forms. You can actually use those APIs in a native project. So say you're just doing Xamarin Tizen. You can still use Essentials. But the idea of them is that we're going to make the cross-platform story as good as possible. So we just supported WatchOS and tvOS and Tizen. They just got support announced at Xamarin Developer Summit. They already do your Android and your iOS and your UWP.
What is Xamarin Tizen?
Yeah, Tizen is the Samsung operating system for their watches and TVs and their smart devices, sort of. And the Tizen team at Samsung has actually been really fantastic about working with the Xamarin team and contributing to our open source projects with support for their projects and products. So if you have a Tizen watch, like a Samsung Gear, you can actually run Xamarin and Xamarin Forms on it with pretty good levels of granularity there because of all the work they've put in for us.
And let me back you up for a moment. You just mentioned support for Apple Watch. Can you talk a little bit about what development for Apple Watch is like and whether there's similar support to Xamarin Forms?
Yeah, we do have, I'm pretty sure we have a community-supported backend for anything that you can do with Xamarin Native. So I imagine there's a community-supported backend somewhere for Watch. It It is definitely different on the UI side more than anything. Apple obviously has very good documentation and an amazing developer ecosystem. And because Xamarin is 100% native, anything that you can do in Swift or Objective-C for watchOS, you can do in Xamarin. Xamarin Forms is a bit of a different story. Phone UI doesn't always look good on a watch, so you might want to customize it anyways. But as far as actual development for it goes, it's very similar to an iPhone in terms of, you know, the process for it and the pitfalls that you might run into developing for an Apple platform with shipping it and optimizing it and all that.
Before I let you go, I know that there are a lot of heads down programmers who have not even had a chance to look at Xamarin Forms 4. Because we're busy building applications with Xamarin Forms 3.x. Can you say a little bit about what is in Xamarin Forms 4 and why that's worth switching to?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Xamarin Forms 4 has been super, super positively reviewed so far by the folks who have upgraded. It doesn't have very many breaking changes, and most of the issues have already been worked out. We're already at nearly 4.2. We just finished 4.1, so we're moving pretty quick. We're getting through those minor releases. The big things that you get with 4.0 are support for shell, which is huge. 4.1 is your minimum required for hot reload. So that is a huge reason to upgrade. And with 4.2 and 4.3 and some of the upcoming ones, you're going to get a collection view, which is a more performant version of list view, and carousel view, which does like the nice little carousels where it brings one picture into focus and the other two are kind of off to the sides. It's replacing the older carousel page. And a whole bunch of other paper cuts and fixes that we're going to give you. We call them F100s. The idea is that they're a list of teeny things that if we fix, it'll make everybody's lives a lot easier. So just rapidly working on those paper cuts and making it a really, really fully featured UI toolkit.
Talk a little bit about this replacement for List View, because List View is central to so many applications.
It really is. So List View does not do things like caching. And it has a lot of customizations. So it's a very, very powerful tool, but it can be hard to use right if you're newer to Xamarin. And what Collection View does is under the hood, it uses views that are going to be smart enough to recycle things for you. It's a little bit simpler of an API right now, but it's super, super performant. It works on, you know, your horizontal and your vertical. It's the same experience you'd get with a list view, but modern and snappier for, you know, as you say, every app has a list in it. So it's definitely an important control to add to your toolkit. And then you can always fall back to list view if you need to get really granular about how you're doing things.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on to yet another podcast and talking about these new features for Xamarin Form developers. This is a very exciting time, and I'm sorry I missed that conference, but I'm looking forward to hearing more from the Xamarin folks and you in particular about what's coming down the pipe.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And as always, feel free to, you know, get in touch with me on Twitter, email, help report a problem. I look at all of those too. So.
Okay. Thanks again. And hopefully we'll get to talk soon.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.